The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they were no longer saw anyone, but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they have seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
So when I was younger, there was this phrase, what catches a child's eye, they're going to try to grab it and get it for themselves. And so that really, something that happened to myself when I was younger, and according to my mom, when I asked her, she said, every time I go outside to play, I would bring something back, whether it's like sticks, rocks, sand, or even animals, like little birds, cats. And then she would always tell me, no, you can't bring it into the house. Go take it back and place it where you found it. But then I would always argue back, saying, "Mom, when you go shopping, you always tend to look at something and, you know, get it. Why can't I bring something like that?" But anyway, I digress. So today's gospel takes us to the mountain, a place where the ordinary meets the extraordinary. It's a scene of great awe and wonder because it's where Jesus is transfigured before Peter, James, and John. And their encounter with the divine on the mountain is a moment that holds profound lesson for us. It's a lesson about our human response to the divine. So let us imagine what we have heard again in our gospel. So Jesus is standing there, radiant, dazzling with light, and standing alongside Moses and Elijah, and they're all enveloped in a cloud. And it's a moment that transcends the everyday, a glimpse into the divine reality. And it's easy to imagine the disciples' amazement in that moment and the desire to hold on to the extraordinary thing that they just seen. And Peter, in this scene specifically, we see him in awe and then suggests that he builds three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And his response reflects a human inclination to preserve that moment of divine encounter, to create structures that could contain the ineffable. But amid this, amid this splendor of transfiguration, we see that there is a tension. Peter's suggestion, while good intentioned, reveals a lack of understanding of the significance of that moment. It's a common human response and the desire to hold on to the divine. Yet, we see in the gospel that Peter is not fully comprehending the depth of what is happening before him. And Peter, in his eagerness, wanted to encapsulate that experience and keep it for himself. But he doesn't fully grasp that divine plan unfolding before him. So as we reflect on Peter's response, we echo our own journey of faith. How often do we, like Peter, desire to capture and take control of that moment of divine encounter? We may seek to build tents in the form of routines, rituals, or even material structures, and attempting to confine that boundless mystery of God. And in doing so, we are risking the deeper understanding, that transformative power embedded in these encounters. So the question for us is, how do we respond to the divines in our life? We're invited to embrace that mystery of faith, acknowledging that God's way surpasses our own understanding. And our response is not to confine the divine and hold it for ourselves and within our limited grasp, but to open ourselves to the unfolding plan of God. And as we journey through this Lent today, let us reflect on our own responses to the divine. Are we building tents, seeking control of the sacred, or are we listening and following the voice of the beloved Son? May our response be one of humility and openness and a divine commitment to follow Jesus, who leads us from the mountain of transfiguration to the ultimate transformation of the cross and the resurrection.